The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The Word of God we want to consider today is again our Old Testament reading for this past Sunday, which was the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Isaiah chapter 66, verses 10 to 14. Isaiah said, "Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice greatly with her, all you who mourn over her. For you will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breasts. You will drink deeply and delight in her overflowing abundance. For this is what the Lord says, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. You will nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. When you see this, your heart will rejoice, and you will flourish like grass. The hand of the Lord will be made known to his servants, but his fury will be shown to his foes." My dear friends in Christ, even though we believers are troubled by the fact that there are so many in our world that reject the Lord, reject his promises, yet what Isaiah wants us to realize here is that we can also rejoice in the fact that we who believe by God's grace, we enjoy the Lord's blessings. The Lord will give us, he says, that pure spiritual milk, that's spiritual nourishment that comes from word and sacrament to bless us. And the Lord does, as I've said, want us to crave that pure spiritual milk. He wants us to long for and desire God's grace and love and the strengthening of our faith and, well, our Lord's mother-like comfort is something that we so desperately need as we live in such a sin-troubled and sin-plagued world. The Lord says, "Rejoice with Jerusalem. I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like a flooding stream." Oh, to be in God's believing family, it's such a wonderful thing. It also means that we can rejoice in God's blessings. And, well, those blessings, they come to us, the Lord says, like a river. And maybe here, just think of, oh, this year we've endured such dry spells, but you can think of those different years when we've had so much rain. And oh, maybe like our Grand River here in town, there are times when, oh, the island downtown, the island park down there with the gazebo on it, there are times when that island is almost buried with water because of so much rain coming flooding down. Well, now, what God wants us to realize here is that the blessings that come to us from God are like that. God floods down his blessings on us. And when he talks about his blessings, first he talks about giving us his peace. And that peace, it's the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. It's that peace of knowing that we who are sinners, who deserve God's wrath and punishment, who should be scared to death of God, well, because of what Jesus has done for us, because he lived and died for us, because he paid for all of our sins, well, we have that peace that surpasses all understanding. And then he refers to the wealth of nations, and God will richly supply our needs. He will take care of us, and that's true when we consider, of course, not what we may always want, but what it is that we truly need. The Lord richly blesses us. Isaiah said, "When you see this, your heart will rejoice and you will flourish like grass. The hand of the Lord will be made known to his servants, but his fury will be shown to his foes. Believers, they flourish and they grow spiritually strong when they are regularly getting spiritual nourish from the Word of God, when they're craving pure spiritual milk. And, well, we will flourish, we will grow. So he says, rejoice in God's blessings. And on the other side of the coin, what he does also want us to realize is those who reject God's Word and sacraments, they're going to end up facing God's wrath forever. There was a Roman emperor who was parading through the capital city in a victory celebration. And as he was parading through the city, there were these tall legionnaires that lined the street, keeping the crowds back, keeping them away from the emperor. And as the emperor approached the palace, the place where his family was watching, rather, what happened is his youngest son tried to come out and tried to be there with his father, to meet his father. And one of the guards came up to him, not knowing who he was, and he said, "Don't you know who that is? That's the emperor." And the young boy looked at the soldier and said, "He may be your emperor, but he's my father." And now see, what a wonderful picture for us to always keep in mind. That's the way we can approach our God. That's the way all believers can approach our God, with that same kind of confidence and intimacy. Consider how blessed we are as God's believing children. Rejoice in God's blessings. And now see, we can regularly and often be receiving spiritual nourishment from the milk of God's Word. We can receive our Lord's mother-like comfort from our God. And, oh, we can rejoice in God's blessings. And isn't it wonderful to be a part of our Heavenly Father's believing family? Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help us always to crave pure spiritual milk, the truth of your word, so that we can see our sin and know our Savior, Jesus Christ. In our sin-troubled world, keep giving us your mother-like comfort that always assures us of your grace and love and your amazing care for us, and help us always to rejoice in your blessings that you flood down on us like a flooding river. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus, we pray in your name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.